This involves art created by a robot arm, except the robot arm is controlled by a fly. David Bowen from the University of Minnesota is the man behind this invention or art installation, and he's on the line. Afternoon, David.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
Explain to us, is it a device you've invented or a series of devices?
I'm a sculptor, and so I make quite a few devices. And this particular device that you're referring to is a singular device, and it rather than one housefly, it uses a group of houseflies to articulate a drawing arm, and the drawing arm produces gestures based on the movement of those houseflies.
Right. So you have this kind of gizmo. It's bolted onto the wall. There's a kind of a skinny robot arm.
Yes.
And where do the flies go?
The flies are in a chamber that's mounted alongside the arm, and they are inside the chamber is a mixture of powdered sugar and powdered milk and water, so that they have food and they actually live for up to 40 days. And on top of the chamber is a light, and flies have the tendency to kind of work their way to the top of containers, but also towards light. And that on the top of the chamber, there's a sensor that has some light detectors that are very sensitive and detect the fly's movements when they go into the chamber. And there's four sensors, each one corresponding to a direction that the drawing arm will go. So there's left, right, and up and down. And it's relative to the density of the shadow of the fly. So if it's a big fly or a group of flies that gets in there, it'll be a more extreme movement, whereas if it's a smaller fly or fewer of them, the movements will be more subtle.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. That's beautifully explained, in fact. So is the art, David, what is on the wall? What the robot arm via the flies via the robot arm have drawn on the wall, or is the art what's on the wall plus the device that contains the flies? If you know what I mean.
I would say, I do a lot of this type of work, and I make a lot of different sorts of drawing machines that respond to different sorts of inputs. And I, as an exhibiting artist, I've exhibited the drawings. I've exhibited, the drawings on their own. I've exhibited like videos of how the drawings were produced with the drawings. But ideally, I exhibit the creation that's producing the drawings. So I would think that in this particular case, the finished piece is the activity, that's taking place, and then the gestures are sort of a record of that activity, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Mm, and what's on the wall, what does that look like? Does it just look like random squiggles, what a three-year-old might do with a crayon?
It's highly gestural, yes, and it is. I am kind of poking fun at, with this particular piece, the idea of a gesture, of a modern sort of abstract gesture, that idea of if you kind of look at the arm, you can maybe make the argument that it's kind of emulated on our arm, with the elbow and the shoulder. And, I was, my background is a studio artist, and I went to art school, and as an undergrad, I was doing very traditional self-portrait or figurative drawing. And so I like to think of this as maybe an extension of that, I guess, in some ways, and that idea of a modern gesture. I think I'm kind of poking fun at that idea, I guess, if you understand what I'm saying there.
I'm poking fun at abstract art in that, I mean, there have been several hoaxes where they got, a five-year-old to just squiggle on paper and then managed to sell it and to pass it off as a work of modern art.
Absolutely.
Are you kind of saying something similar?
Well, no, I mean, I think there's more to it than that. I mean, I think that obviously the gestures could be connected to that, but collectively, the installation is more about the idea of these or this device responding in a particular way to the input of these creatures. But there is that sort of fun aspect to it. I don't think that we have to take what we do too terribly seriously all the time, I guess.
Have you noticed that different sorts of flies have different styles, or are all flies pretty much the same?
Yeah, like I said, the larger the fly, the more extreme the gesture, generally. These little flies, it's a more subtle kind of movement. So, and that, it's really, really based on their predilections, I guess. They're not really aware of what they're doing.
I suppose not.
I made a piece, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I suppose they're not aware of what they're doing, and you know, they are an animal, even a small animal. Has anyone objected to you using them? Are there any kind of Fly Protection League protesters outside the gallery?
Not yet. You know, these flies actually live a really good life. Like I said, I feed them a mixture of powdered sugar and milk and water, and they live for up to 40 days, which is actually a pretty good life for a fly. So there's some well cared for.
How long would a fly normally live for?
I'm sorry, what?
How long would a fly normally live for? In the wild, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the rumor is that they live for a day, but that's not true. I think that, I think they get a couple weeks is what they go for, generally.
But
flies live longer because they don't have to scrap, you know? They don't have to...
Indeed, but David, it's a gilded cage you're keeping them in. Do you think some of them deep in their soul might know that what's happening to them?
What's this?
They deep in their soul, they might know they're living in comfort and some grandeur compared to their fellow flies, but at the same time, they've sold out to the man, so to speak.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. The more flies you have, is the more intelligent the creation behind it. Is their combined brain power makes it more intelligent? I only ask you this because I'm looking at a picture of Sarah Palin at the moment.
Well, it seems like there was a piece that I did after this that was at a gallery in New York last spring called Exit Art, and they were looking for works that dealt with the brain. And we're kind of talking about the brain, and I kind of sold them on the idea that a swarm of houseflies were the brain of this device. And so inside this sphere, about 12 inches in diameter, I had about 500 houseflies. And
whoa.
So they were all in there. And their collective movements determine the velocity and the speed of the device. So, you know, the swarm sort of behavior kind of determined their direction and speed, and they kind of stayed within this cordoned off area. So, I think that you could say that the drawings are definitely more developed, more worked, more dense if there's more flies in there, because there's a lot more activity, whereas it's a lot more subtle if there are fewer flies.
Well, David, I'm being told that we've been contacted by several art fly dealers already. We'll pass your details on to them. David Bowen from Minnesota, thanks a million for talking to us today.